This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. It's Inauguration Day for Governor Jared Polis and other statewide elected officials. The celebration began at 10:30 this morning on the west steps of the state capitol. Celebrations include a cannon salute and flyover by the Colorado National Guard. Governor Jared Polis, Attorney General Phil Weiser, Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, and Treasurer Dave Young were all re-elected in November by wide margins. Because of term limits, this will be the final 4 years in office for all of them. Meanwhile, a Democrat who was accused of falsifying her address is the latest state lawmaker to resign. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Tracy Burnett faces felony charges amid accusations that she lied about where she was living in order to keep running in Boulder County's House District 12. She resigned from the state legislature on Sunday, just the day before the start of the new lawmaking session. Burnett's seat was the fourth to be vacated before this session. Two other lawmakers retired, and former House Minority Leader Hugh McKean died of a heart attack. A Democratic vacancy committee will select Burnett's replacement. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Former Broncos quarterback Tim Tebow has been named to the College Football Hall of Fame. Tebow played for the University of Florida Gators before being picked in the first round of the NFL draft by the Broncos.
Tebow, 5 carries, 37 yards on this drive. Does the drive continue here? Jets show blitz. They're going to bring it. Tebow trying to run around the corner. Tebow's got a first down and more. He might score. Touchdown!
Tebow was with Denver for 2 years, including the 2011 season's so-called Tebow Mania. That included Tebow's biggest accomplishment as a Bronco, a dramatic overtime win against the Pittsburgh Steelers in the NFL playoffs. This is CPR News and KRCC.